Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HometitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to join us. Well, not every elected official, not every professor is going along with the insanity that's been unfolding on college campuses now all across the country. Not everybody is weak and timid and so morally compromised as Joe Biden. If you don't have the moral clarity to understand who the bad guys are when they're radical Islamic terrorists, I don't know where your moral compass is. Here's Governor Ron DeSantis saying, nope, we're not going to tolerate Hamas demonstrators, period. Listen.
You think about what happened when you have these Hamas demonstrators out. They're taking over bridges and they're taking over roads. And first of all, you don't have a right to do that. You have someone get stuck in traffic. How do you know if someone may need to get to a hospital? Someone may need to pick up a child somewhere, and you're just going to commandeer the road because you have this ideological prediction. They tried to do that in Miami. And what happened? In 10 minutes, they got dragged off the road where they belonged. And we're not going to tolerate that. You look at these universities. When we have students who are doing things that, I mean, look, some of the stuff with the Hamas, I think is absurd that someone would go out and demonstrate on that. But, you know, when you're chasing Jewish students around, when you're not letting a Jewish professor enter a building, when you're targeting people like that, that's not free speech. I mean, that's harassment. That violates appropriate conduct. And yet at Columbia, at Yale, all these places, those folks rule the roost. They do whatever they want. And these administrators and the presidents of these universities are weak. They're scared and they don't do anything. You know, you do that in Florida at our universities, we're showing you the door. You're going to be expelled when you're doing that stuff. And you know what? The minute people start to face consequences, you are not going to see this nonsense going on.
I mean, obviously, a lot is happening here. You know, the saddest thing is you look at New York, for example, but it's been in Texas. It's out at Berkeley. It's at MIT. It's at Harvard. It's at Yale. It's now growing. And one of some of the saddest things in New York is those people that were arrested. Oh, they're not even going to keep a record that they were arrested. So what's the point? We still have Jewish students, for example, at a lot of these universities Columbia is one case. A rabbi said, do not go to school. It is not safe for you. They don't feel comfortable, nor should they feel comfortable. But, you know, suspensions, by the way, have been tossed for the terror teach-in. You have these 12 Columbia University students suspended over an anti-Israeli event on campus last month, had their punishments lifted shortly thereafter. No consequences for their action. 16 students initially suspended for failing to provide information about a host of student activities, including their unauthorized teach-in. And, you know, so it doesn't matter what they do. They're not going to be held accountable. The college is afraid to hold them accountable. Now, things are getting so out of hand. Now, many people say, why don't you bring in the National Guard and protect Jewish students from having to do remote learning, for crying out loud? But you have you have all of these schools cowering to the radical extremists that are on their campuses. It's unbelievable. Or barbarians inside the gate, as Benjamin Weingarten wrote in the New York Post today. And then you've got the professors that are supporting the students. And then you've got all the tenured professors that we've mentioned in the past that were celebrating what happened after October 7th. How do you celebrate evil and murder and torture and beheading and rape? Because that's what they are. That's what they're supporting. That's what they have been supporting. It's pretty unbelievable, but these are the times that we're living in. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN is our number. We'll get to your calls coming up. Roger Severino, Vice President, Domestic Policy at the Heritage Foundation, and President Trump's former Director of the Office of Civil Rights. Abe Hamadeh is also with us, former Army Intel Officer, former prosecutor, extensive Middle Eastern foreign policy expertise. Welcome back, both of you. I don't know what I'm more angry at, the schools or the ignorance of the students that are there, or the sheer numbers and the absolute repugnant growth of anti-Semitism in the halls of Congress on college university campuses or all over Europe, all over the world. I never thought, Roger, would get this bad, but it's that bad.
Oh, yes. It's worse than since the 60s. So we have these kids that are being treated like complete snowflakes when they're acting like snow plows. They're burning through everything, destroying everything in their wake, getting their way. And Columbia, yeah, it suspended some kids. But as you mentioned, there's going to be no consequences. The president said, you could come back. We'll welcome you with open arms, and it will not be on your permanent record. They're providing housing, counseling, and saying, we're still going to take care of you no matter what. This is absurd. You cannot coddle the people that are trying to, you know, figuratively burn the place down. But that's exactly what the administration is doing. And they brought it upon themselves. If you say we're going to treat you like a child having a temper tantrum and give in to everything you say and not hold people accountable, then you shouldn't be surprised when they say the most outlandish and dangerous things, threatening students and the rampant anti-Semitism. It's the left eating its own. And in one way, you know, they were asking for it, and now they got it. The administrators created this monster. They created it, and now they have to deal with it.
Unbelievable. Abe, let's get your take on all of this. And I'm actually with those people saying that the guard ought to be brought in, and that people that are offering aid and comfort to radical extremists and terrorists, I would argue, are a clear threat to American safety and security. It's not even about free speech. You're supporting terrorists.
That's exactly right, Sean. And I think, you know, when Ben Weingarten mentioned that the barbarians are not at the gate, they've stormed the castle, and that's what's happened. You have this Marxist ideology that's really run rampant across all of their universities. But this is what Marxism is doing. They're seeing the college campuses as their indoctrination camps. They use the left-wing media as their propaganda machine. And now they're using radical Islam and BLM and Antifa as their military wing. So you have all of this combination. It's a recipe for disaster. And now it's going to harm Jewish students. It's harming Americans. But what's more interesting about all of this is that it's filled with contradictions. I mean, you're seeing that these people who are actively supporting Hamas, if they went into Gaza, they would be killed. They're waving the LGBTQ flag with the Hezbollah flag and a Hamas flag. So it's filled with contradictions. So we have to identify what this enemy is. It's an unusual alliance between these Marxists and radical Islam. And it's without going unchecked, it's only going to continue to get worse.
Yeah, I mean, that's the danger of this. And, you know, at a point where the world needs American leadership, and I've argued this for a long time, that Joe Biden has abdicated America's role as the leader of the free world. And he's done that with China. He lets China walk all over us. Intellectual property theft, unfair trade practices, spy balloons flying right over the continental U.S. over military bases. No consequences, no consequences for coronavirus, no consequences for hostile maneuvers against our fighter jets in international airspace or confronting our Navy with international maneuvers in international waterways. He allows Iran to get rich, Roger. You know, turns a blind eye to the sanctions that would have prevented them from selling their oil on the world market, even going as far as buying some of our oil from Iran and making the mullahs in Iran that were nearly bankrupt under Trump rich again. And then, of course, giving a sanction waiver, allowing Iraq to send them $10 billion and wanted to make a $6 billion deal of ransom payment to the Iranian mullahs. You can't make this up. I mean, this man has no strength and he doesn't have any clarity. I mean, he actually, his own State Department is now comparing what happened on October 7th to Israel's response to what happened on October 7th. That's insane.
And there's a major contrast. The world was, by and large, at peace under President Trump, and he actually operated from a position of strength. When you don't hold people accountable, and this ties in with the students, if you don't hold anybody accountable, they're going to be acting out. Iran is now acting out, lobbing missiles at Israel, our ally, which would not have happened under President Trump. And you're seeing it because this president does not actually hold anybody accountable. We have crime running rampant in our own streets. We have the world on fire, and it's a lack of leadership. It's a lack of accountability. Things are slipping out of our hands. It's more chaos than we've had in decades, right? The knock on Trump before he won his first term was he would institute chaos. Well, the chaos is with Biden. It didn't happen under Trump's first term, and it's the lack of accountability.
All right, quick break. We'll come back more with Roger Severino and Abe Hamadeh with us as we continue our discussion about the insanity on college campuses.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick. I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear, and it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, a violent crime is committed in America every 24 seconds. When it hits your doorstep, well, one wrong decision could mean losing your home, your freedom, or even worse. And that's because just owning a gun is not enough anymore. Listen, you need a new way to protect yourself and your family. And what I'm about to tell you has never been shared here until now. Rob Chadwick, I've met him. He's the former head of training for the FBI at Quantico. That guy, yeah. Rob and the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, they have created a free video you need to watch so you can get ready for what is coming in 2024. This video is not for everyone. It has one of America's most important law officers giving tips that very few civilians ever get to hear. And it's available only for you, Sean Hannity listeners, for free for a limited time. Go to the website, defendfamily.com, and watch it for free right now. That's D-E-F-E-N-D, family, one word, defendfamily.com. All right, we continue. Roger Severino, Abe Hamadeh is with us as we discuss the insanity on college campuses. What do you think the answer is, Roger? I mean, these protests don't seem to be ending anytime soon. What is the answer? Biden's not going to do anything about it. He needs the votes of people around. He needs the votes of all these protesters. He got freaked out over the uncommitted vote in Michigan in the primary there, where he lost 18.9% of Democratic primary voters, which was over 100,000 votes. He lost, you know, over 50,000 in Wisconsin. Last night in Pennsylvania, he lost nearly 40,000 votes. So, I mean, he is now bleeding support from his base, and this is a big part of his base, and he's putting his political ambition above, you know, simply making a moral stand against radical terrorism because his base doesn't want to support Israel.
Yeah, his base is radical students, and he just gave them a gift with yet another student loan amnesty, unlawfully giving them hundreds of millions of dollars to these radical students and former students, because he wants to give them everything they want as children And working class Americans raising families, trying to do the right thing, have to pay for it. You know, a lot of good people didn't go to college and started working and are paying taxes. Now they have to pay for these types of students who get worthless degrees that want us to pay for their bad decisions. Again, the lack of accountability, and he's doing it for political purposes. Now, you said, what's going to happen to make this end? Well, there's a short-term and a long-term. Short-term, the administrators have to have backbone. Send in the police. They are trespassing. They're chasing Jewish students off campus. Send in the police. End this nonsense immediately. Now, the long-term, there has to be, we have to cut off the spigot. People have to stop donating to these Ivy League schools, stop sending their kids there. I went to Harvard for law school, and I'm not sending my kids.
The radicals aren't going to stop sending their kids there. They like this. Why would they stop?
Well, care about.
Now, there is a migration, just like there's a migration out of California, New York, New Jersey. There's a migration away from Ivy League institutions, and you're having record applications at Southern schools. And one of the main reasons is these schools are not woke. This isn't happening on these campuses.
Precisely. Harvard applications dropped something around 19%. And now they reinstituted the SAT, right? Because wokeism said the SAT is racist. And guess what happened? You started getting students who were failing at higher rates, and Harvard just reinstituted the SAT. So the wokeism is going to collapse upon itself, but people have to vote with their dollars. Don't send their kids there. Don't donate to these woke institutions. I'm sending my eldest to Hillsdale because they actually believe in the Constitution and a liberal arts education. Fancy that. You know what education was actually for. These schools are out there. We need to support them, and the federal government has to stop funding these schools that may be violating federal civil rights laws when they're not protecting Jewish students. That's the other thing we got to do, is make sure we enforce our civil rights laws appropriately to make sure that campus is actually a place where Jewish students and other students, Christian, evangelical students, could get an education without feeling, you know, as if they're being threatened and attacked by their own administration.
It's just unbelievable times. Abe, we'll give you the last word.
Well, Sean, I think, you know, talking about earlier the foreign influence happening all around these universities is really something we need to highlight. I mean, you have China with its Confucius Institutes. You have, you know, so many people moving their students and their donations out of these Ivy Leagues. But where do the universities go get the funding? A much bigger spigot of funding is from these foreign countries like Qatar, who is, you know, prone to, they host Hamas. I mean, Hamas is in their country. So this is the issue that I see where Congress needs to address, that some of these universities are beholden to foreign interests. So we have to look at ways to limiting that. But if, you know, what I'm concerned about too is it's not just Ivy Leagues any longer. Some of this stuff is going on to the state universities as well. But Roger's exactly right. This is where the government needs to really take action to civil rights violations and start to enforce the law. This is what happens when there's no consequences in this world that we live in under the Democrats and Biden regime, that the marches are totally emboldened. So, you know, here in Arizona, we just had, you know, despicably, somebody just vandalized a card. It said it had a profanity about Israel on it. And this is for a Jewish student. So people need to take this very seriously, because this is very dark times we're living in. But unfortunately, you're right. Biden is completely playing politics, and it's going to harm Jews, and it's going to harm Americans ultimately at the end.
Unbelievable times, guys. Never thought we'd be dealing with it. But I appreciate both of you. Abe, thank you. Roger, thank you. 800-941-SEAN is our number. We'll get to your calls coming up in mere moments. You know, there was one television personality. There are very few. He also runs Mediaite, the website, Dan Abrams. And we've always gotten along with Dan. And I was just actually really impressed. Like people like Robert Kraft, owner of the Patriots. He says, I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed to be a graduate from Columbia. Listen.
As a graduate of Columbia University Law School, I am ashamed, I'm embarrassed by what I'm seeing on that campus and now other campuses, right? I wholeheartedly support the arrest of the students, professors, and outside agitators preventing everyone else from attending classes, right? I'm not talking about protests. I'm talking about encampments. I'm talking about preventing people from going to class. Today was day 7 of the anti-Israel protests on the Columbia campus. More than 100 students and agitators have been arrested there. And look, I give the university president, Manoush Shafiq, credit for requesting that the NYPD help clear out the illegal pro-Palestinian encampments on campus. But let's be clear. This isn't just students. Hundreds of professors walked out saying they wanted to show solidarity with the students. I think they should get fired for walking out on their jobs if they left. One lecturer at Columbia Law School, trying to minimize the encampment, saying he was, quote, shocked and appalled. The university president went immediately to the New York Police Department. This was, by all accounts, a nonviolent protest. It was a group of students camping out on the lawn in the middle of campus. It's not any different from everyday life on campus. It's not any different from everyday life on campus? Except now the school has to go remote for the rest of the semester? When you decide to protest on private property, you still have to abide by certain rules. You aren't just entitled to take over the campus because you believe your cause is righteous.
Good for him. I'd be embarrassed too if I went to any of these schools. I'd be mortified, and I'd be speaking out, and I don't think anybody should donate a penny. All they care about is their endowments, and there shouldn't be one federal dollar spent on any of these, quote, Ivy League institutions. It's ridiculous. By the way, a lot of response to the Alec Baldwin issue, being harassed by one of these pro-Palestine protesters in New York. You know, just say it, Alex. Just say it, Alex. Say it. Say it. I'll leave you alone, Alex. Say it. Let me play it again.
Just say Free Palestine one time. One time. One time. One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say Free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please, and I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine, Israel, Zionism, please say it. One time.
You know, look, my history with Alec Baldwin is, I think it's fairly well known. Is that a fair statement, Linda?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right, we don't like each other. I don't like him. He doesn't like me. I know he's got an upcoming trial, involuntary manslaughter, I believe is what the charge is. We know that the armorer on the set of Rust has now been sentenced to jail, had her trial. And, do I think he purposely tried to kill that, you know, that cinematographer? No, I don't. Ms. Hutchins, I don't believe he meant to do that. Do I think that he should have a right to go and buy a cup of coffee without being harassed and having a phone shoved in his face and somebody screaming at it? Just say it, Alex. Just say it. Say it once, Alex. I'll leave you alone, Alec. Alex, say it. Say it. Say it. I mean, you know, what kind of country do we live in? Now, I'm a little bit old school, and if somebody harasses you like that, I'm not offended that he knocked the phone out of the woman's hand. I'm sure he's probably going to be sued over it because that's the society we live in. But, I mean, the guy wanted a cup of coffee. Leave him alone. I don't understand this whole thing. And I've had my own experiences over the years. I don't talk about them often, but I've had my fair share of this crap, and I'm a little more disciplined than him. And I usually can diffuse, and I've been able to, up to this point in my life, diffuse any situation. You know, one of the biggest considerations when I left New York is it's gotten so bad that I had to really be careful where I went, especially in New York City. And I had to know that I was going to be safe and secure, not put myself in a position that I had to defend myself or other people that might have been with me. And I don't want to live my life like that. I don't want to live my life with a bodyguard either. I just don't want to live my life that way. Anyway, Linda, I didn't ask you, what did you think of the situation? You don't love Alec either. I don't think anybody really likes him.
I don't really have an opinion about him one way or the other, but I never have. I don't put that much stock in people who read other people's words for a living. If your job is to read scripts written by other brilliant people and you're able to convey that on the big screen, God bless you. That's wonderful. But as far as I'm concerned...
But you got to admit, he was a great talk show host. We'll get to that in a second.
Fabulous. Fabulous. But, you know, these pro-Hamas supporters are out there. And essentially what it is it is a mass bullying Marxist movement. That's it. That's all it is. They could give a rip about anything else except control and this toxic overtaking of all things America. So it's death to America, death to the Jews, death to the Zionists.
They're supposed to be the best and brightest. You know how hard it is to get your...
What a joke.
Well, look, at least the way it used to be. You know,
I'm going to disagree with you. I feel very, and I'm somebody who has higher education degrees, but I'm going to tell you right now, school is what you make of it, wherever you go, whether it's a community college, which I started out my educational career at community college. And I really believe in my heart that whether you go to the best and the brightest schools or the worst schools, if you're there to learn, if you're there to better yourself and come out of wherever you're from, you can do it.
Yeah, but these that's kids, a different point that I was making. My point was, if you wanted to get into any one of these Ivy League institutions and you weren't an athlete, you got to make, you got to kind of bifurcate that part of it. You would need, you'd need grades higher than a 4.0. You need a near or perfect score on the SAT or the ACT. And you had to be at the top of your class to even have a shot at being considered to get in into that university. And I knew kids that had a 4.3 or 4.4 grade point average, which, you know, 4.0 is perfect, but they took all the hard AP courses and that raises their GPA and they aced the SAT and they aced the ACT and they were not admitted because the number of applicants that had that same exact academic background were getting in. And I don't want to, I don't want to divert the conversation into, okay, affirmative action or DEI or whatever else. But that was the standard. Usually you had to, that was the bare necessity to even be considered. And then if you got into that school, that meant you were pretty smart. Now for smart people, generally speaking, there are people that are supposed to be smart. Why are they having a hard time understanding the absolute horror of radical terrorists? Why are they not understanding murder, rapes, beheadings, kidnappings of what would be the equivalent of 40,000 Americans in a day? I don't think it should be that difficult.
Well, here's why it's difficult. And you make all wonderful points for the rational and pragmatic human being that is informed. So originally we started talking about Alec Baldwin. So regardless of what I think of Alec Baldwin, regardless of what I think about what happening on the set of Rust, putting that all to the side, the man has a right to go into a private establishment, be on his own personal cell phone and buy a cup of coffee and not be bothered. It's complete and utter nonsense that some psycho broad gets to come in, scream at him, and then say to him, just say you support Palestine and I'll leave you alone.
Wait, did you just say psycho broad?
Yeah, I'm a chick. I can say it. So, you know, have at it if you don't like it. Tough noogies. But as far as I'm concerned, this person comes in.
I'm responsible for you or O'Reilly.
No one is responsible for me. I am responsible for me. Period. End of sentence. And if you don't like the words I'm saying, you can turn the dial. But the bottom line is the guy has a right to get a cup of coffee. And this is the thing. You can't do anything. You can't go anywhere. You can't say anything unless you agree with this completely and totally asinine mantra. Most of these kids walking around are either getting paid because they read something in the back of some newspaper. They got all this funding from these nonprofit NGOs who are pushing this whole Marxist theory. There's, you know, more power in the voices of many than the voice of one. And they sound, it sounds like they're on, like they're hypnotized. And so Alec Baldwin has to say, I support Palestine. If I don't, if I support Palestine, then this girl doesn't care that he's currently accused of manslaughter. She doesn't care about that.
You know what? And she did ask him about that, too. Anyway, just to kind of divert our attention a little bit, Alec Baldwin did try his hand at talk radio. We have two tapes of it, actually. And one time, Mark Levin and I actually tag teamed him when he was doing a tryout at our flagship at the time in New York. And anyway, and then he tried at WPHT in Philly. And this is how it went down. And I think it's the greatest radio I think I've ever heard in my life. Please call. What's the number again, Ivan? What the number? Oh, it's right in front of you, Alec. Oh, interesting. Are there any calls? No calls, Alec. Nobody's calling. Okay. Is Sean Hannity in? And what did he say? Is Sean Hannity, I don't, a Scientologist? That was it. Yeah. Listen,
when we come back, we have some time. Oh, great. We're going to, when can we take some calls, Ivan?
Whenever we want.
Do we have calls that are on there now?
No calls yet.
What number do people call to get on the air, Ivan? Do we have that number?
It's right there.
Oh, do I have the call number in front of me? Oh, I'm so sorry. That's interesting. Interesting. At 1210 at PHT. Of course, any other questions you have, any other comments you have, call us to the, what else? Call us, please, at 215-1210. Now, if you don't call, we're going to keep reading from the Scientology manual. You might not feel it. You might not feel the energy right now. You might not feel the swell of what's happening here. Do we have any calls yet there, Ivan? No calls. Let's read some more about Scientology. Is Sean Hannity a Scientologist? Alec Baldwin posing the big questions tonight here. Do we have any calls here yet, Ivan? None. Boy, it's just incredible. Unbelievable. Well, you leave us no choice, listeners.
That is the greatest radio tape in the history of radio. All right, let's grab a quick call here. Man, I'm being long-winded today. Let's say hi to Veronica in the free state of Texas. Hey, Veronica, how are you? Glad you called.
Hello. I wanted to tell you Katie is awesome.
She is awesome. I agree. My staff is awesome.
She is awesome. I wanted to talk about, first of all, what's going on at UT right now. I hope DPS drags them all out and back to where they came from, because probably most of them are not from Texas. As you said, they're coming into Texas, and we want people gone. We're not blue. We don't want to be blue. We like our conservative values. We're a very friendly state if you're native. I'm a fifth-generation native. I would help anybody do anything. We'd like our guns. We're going to carry our guns, so...
Well, you just need to know that there's a fortune by the hardcore left to turn Texas blue. You need to understand that. And I don't think they're wrong in their thinking. If they succeed, then it's over. Republicans can't win if they start out with it without New York, New Jersey, California, all the electoral votes associated with it. If we don't win Texas, it's over. They're trying to destroy Ted Cruz. Now, Beto Bozo got, he gave him a run for his money because they spent $200 million against Ted Cruz. They're doing it again this election cycle.
Who hates him? I don't know how he got what he got, but he got it from Austin, Dallas, and Houston because they're all liberal.
No, he got it from around the country. That money came flowing in from all over the country. But listen, we do love Texas. God bless Texas. Veronica, we really appreciate your call. Thank you for checking in with us.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels... challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.